This has been one of those weeks where I have had an opportunity to really spend some time reflecting about the struggles that come from not liking the way that we feel. This could be a situation where we're fighting it to a certain degree. It's uncomfortable for whatever the reason is. We're avoiding it in some way. We're trying to kind of dull the pain, so to speak, trying to ignore it, trying to divert ourselves. You know, there's so many different coping mechanisms. And I'm using the word coping very lightly because I don't know necessarily that doing a lot of these things is really the best way for me to cope. And I can only say that for myself. I really can't speak for anyone else on that. I don't have the ability or not authorized to do so. And I really, just at the end of the day, have to know what's best for myself, because I know that that's who has to do it. But I know that this week has been one of those in which I've always tended to have times, you know, time periods where maybe I go an hour or two, or, you know, part of a day, not really liking the way that I feel. And based on conversations I've had with a lot of people, it is, you know, somewhat common, I would say. I would go that far to say that. But then it's a whole other thing when we find ourselves going through extended periods of this. And so the question becomes, how do we cope? How do we hold it together if we know we can't, you know, opt out of life and we can't put everything on hold until we feel better? The question really becomes, what do we do? What is the, you know, how do we get through this? And I have had an opportunity to really sit with this during this week it's been a long time, and it really doesn't even matter what it's been like. Only from the standpoint of sharing this, that I think it is significant in that sometimes as human beings, we can go through more extended periods where we don't feel right for some reason. We just, you know, there's nothing particularly wrong. We're not suffering from any kind of illness. There's not anything necessarily medically wrong, so to speak. But this is more just along the lines of just not feeling right, just not feeling like ourselves. And for some reason, this was one of those weeks. And after I, you know, went through a day or two of this, there was a lot of, I found myself, and there again, this is just, you know, the idea here, you know, what does this have to do with mindfulness? What does this have to do with mindful coping? You know, what it has to do with mindfulness really comes from the fact that the whole idea of this, to practice mindfulness, that's available to anyone and everyone, is that we can pay more attention to what we're thinking about how we're feeling. And so the only way for me to do that is to really watch my mind. And so it kind of is really, you know, along the lines of becoming an observer of my own thoughts. I don't want to get so wrapped up in it that I can't also pay attention to, you know, being in life and taking care of my responsibilities. But it's just a matter of practicing it. And the more we do that, the more it becomes second nature to do this while we are in the middle of life, while it's all happening. And so this week, that's really what I was doing a lot of. I had the opportunity to see some old patterns emerge that used to leave me in really not in a good place. Would definitely be to the point I would be feeling bad enough that I would withdraw from life, not completely, but just, you know, in certain areas of my life. And I think what's really happened is that, you know, I've never been able to will myself to not let these things debilitate me. I've never been able to will myself to not let these things affect me. I think the only thing I really have been able to do is pay more attention to what I'm thinking about and my reactions to how I feel. And I think just making that distinction, although it might not sound like a whole lot, it might not sound really drastic, I think it's, you know, in my own experiences, I found that it is incredibly paramount to me getting more of an understanding of how I get in my own way. And the way that I do that is that I tend to get really wrapped up in how I'm feeling. I become very, very concerned about it. A lot of times my fears and worries about it are irrational, but then again, I'm human like we all are. And so I don't want to really be too hard on myself for that, but I also don't want to give myself a pass either. If I am being ridiculously, you know, over the top about thinking that there's something really, really wrong when I know that there really isn't, You know, there again, I don't want to belittle myself or think less of myself because something's bothering me or that I'm struggling in some way. It's really more along the lines of being able to realize and really internalize that part of being human is that for reasons unknown, and when I say reasons unknown, I'm saying that I have come to a point, and there again, this is just a personal choice, that it no longer matters why I think it's happening. I don't really need to get wrapped up in what I find is, it's not so much that I don't need to do it, but there comes a point at which there's a diminishing returns from trying to speculate about, well, what it is. You know, why do I feel this way? I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. I don't want to feel this way anymore. What can I do to not feel this way anymore? And then kind of the big one that really tends to, you know, cause me trouble is, why is this happening? What did I do? Why, you know, I know this is my fault. Surely there's something I either did that I shouldn't have done, or there's something I'm not doing that I should do. And so I get really hung up on this becoming all about self-improvement. I've got to make myself better to get myself out of this, so to speak. You know, I have to do something better, or I have to do something more. I have to do more of something to kind of change the game for myself. And what I find is, when I am really not liking the way I'm feeling, when the emotional weather is somewhat cloudy or very, very cloudy, I'm not really going to respond really well to pushing myself and trying to just make myself, you know, try to kind of brute force my way out of this. So if I can't really change it, I can't will it to change, I can't will myself to change. And I'm not saying this in the way of saying that, you know, I'm just going to let myself do whatever I feel like doing. That isn't the idea here either, is that I do want to be responsible. I do want to be accountable to myself and to others. But the only way I can really do that is to, first of all, take responsibility with myself about what I do with the thoughts that are running through my head. How am I going to deal with those? Am I going to believe everything that I think about how I'm feeling, or am I going to be able to sit with these things and realize I don't have to get so caught up in it and react to these things? I had, and as someone who struggled with chronic depression, I don't want to say that it's harder to have periods like this, but I know that this week I was visited by what I refer to as a lot of old friends. There were a lot of things that I have struggled with as a person who has definitely had their issues with chronic depression. There are certain ways that I feel when I know that I'm in one of these depressive episodes, and a lot of it has to do, or it's wrapped up in self-confidence, how I feel about myself, feeling adequate, feeling like I'm on top of my game to a certain degree. And I know no one is always on top of their game. But this kind of feels like the opposite of that. It feels like I don't have a game at all, even. It's almost as if I'm really kind of lost. And, it's very tempting to want to just pull the covers over my head and just say, I give up, I can't do this anymore. But that isn't an option. I guess it is an option. It's just not an option that I want to take. So really kind of pulling this together, what I find is that, you know, after trying many, many things, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of periods in my life where it's gone on for a while where I don't like the way that I feel. And I think what I found is that through practicing mindfulness, that just, you know, the whole idea of not liking how I feel, that in itself is, and that's really how I would describe it. I mean, if we really are reacting negatively or not, you know, wanting to feel a certain way, there's a tendency not to like it. It's, you know, I don't want this to continue. I want to stop this. I want to change this. And what I found is that just buying into and getting wrapped up in the thought of not liking something, and in this case, not liking how I feel, that's a reaction too. That's really just a thought. And so I kind of found myself this week in a place where I was really starting to think that I this doesn't feel good. I don't like the way this feels. And I'm not belittling myself or anyone else who says these things, because I think it's very human to feel this way, and it's very normal. It doesn't mean it's what's going to be best for me, and it doesn't mean it's going to help me cope in the most effective way. But I'm not judging it either. So what I'm finding is that if I can just be aware that I am thinking thoughts of not liking how I feel, and reacting to it in some way, and trying somehow to fight against it or change the game, and somehow, you know, cheer myself up or make myself feel better, all I'm really going to do when I do that is just make it harder on myself, because I'm trying to make myself feel differently than how I do. And there's really no way to feel any differently than how I feel in any given moment. But I think that takes a level of acceptance that sometimes is, it's not easy to be open to that. And especially if it hurts in some way, whether that's, you know, psychologically or even physically. But I really, at the end of the day, just found this week that and I realized paying attention to what your mind is doing when you don't really like the way you feel to begin with is not always the easiest thing or the thing we want to do. And so that takes practice. And I'm certainly not there yet. I mean, I wasn't able to do it all the time. There were times when I was not able to be objective. And the strange thing is, though, that by practicing being aware more, what happens is you become aware even when you're not really trying to be aware, or maybe even when you're almost trying not to be. And I had several glimpses this week that were really, formative for me, and that I was able to see, I realized what I was doing. I could see myself. It's like, aha, okay, there I go again. I'm getting wrapped up in not liking how I feel, and I'm trying to change it, and I'm trying to run from it, or hide from it, or make it go away. And in terms of coping, when I'm trying to cope more mindfully, what I really want to do in this case, when I'm going through a period like this, that I want to make sure that I'm not escaping my responsibilities. And I think that's, by being more mindful about what it is that I have to do, I want to be able to do it even if I don't feel like doing it. And there's nothing heroic about this. There's nothing, that's worthy of being given a gold star or an award. I mean, yes, we certainly want to recognize and affirm ourselves. At least I'm in my case. I can't speak for everybody, but I certainly want to affirm myself when I do make those choices that I know are not easy to make, and to do things that I really don't want to do. But I think there again, that is just really part of this, that I can't really make the choice to do what, even though it doesn't feel good, to go out and work and make efforts and to do the things that need to be done and attend to the responsibilities that we all have, that we all have in one form or another. It's really just a matter of being willing to, it's almost like I can't just cope. It's really, for me, it's gotten to a place where it's, the more I practice trying to be mindful in order to help me cope more effectively, the only way I can really do that is by, it's almost like I never thought about it before, but, mindfully coping is really just coping while being more mindful. And so it's not any sort of amazing, miraculous, thing. It's just that it's really simple, I think, in a lot of ways. It's not easy to do, but I think it's, I can cope more effectively if I'm more mindful about how, watching my mind and being more aware of what I'm doing. Because especially this week, I found that as well, that a lot of the problem was, between my ears, so to speak. A lot of it was, there was something mind and body. There was clearly something going on between my mind and my body, that feedback loop. But it was as if I didn't need to really necessarily diagnose it myself or try to figure out what it was. I just knew that I didn't feel like myself. And I knew that there was nothing medically wrong. I knew it was just something that I'm going through. And I'm also saying that, obviously if people are not feeling well, it goes without saying that, clearly wanting to get medical advice and medical help. But I think a lot of people tend to know when it's really that's needed, or when that is necessary. So in this case, I felt that it wasn't. And it actually has, it's almost as if this week, what has really been interesting about it is that there's come an opportunity to actually realize that I don't always have to like the way that I feel. And I feel like I've known that, but in this case, I also have noticed that maybe what I characterize as not feeling good or not liking the way I feel, what's maybe actually happening is that somehow I'm coming to a different level of awareness. I don't know. There's no way to know. But just by considering the possibility that maybe this is actually yielding something positive, I'm not trying to say that we want to suffer, for the sake of suffering. But at the same time, though, I think it's almost as if when I don't like the way that I feel, I've always made the assumption that there's something wrong with it, that somehow it's bad or it's wrong. So what I'm saying here is that I have come to a place this week where I've started to be open to the fact that, I can't really say that it's wrong. I can't say even that I shouldn't be feeling this way. I can't even say that there's no benefit. I don't want to glamorize not feeling good or suffering. But in this case, maybe something is shifting or changing, and just by being open to it, I can't prove it. I can't. I'm not even saying that that has happened. Really, it's just a matter of being more open to the fact that maybe there's some reason that this is happening, and I don't know what it is, and I may never know, but maybe I can also be open to the possibility that maybe it's not such a bad thing. But at the same time, though, I'm not trying to be a hero. It's just really a matter of kind of having a different level of openness, kind of shifting the perspective, and I'm hoping that resonates with anyone that listens, that somehow that means something. I know that at the end of the day, if getting to a place where I can just be able to sit with whatever I'm feeling and be able to be open to it and pay attention. And there again, I realize that takes practice. I certainly wasn't able to do that the first week or the first month that I started practicing meditation and mindfulness, but there started to be glimpses. I mean, it does start very incrementally, and I know that that's really the only way to get to this place where I can be more aware is just practicing being more aware. And I know that it does take time, but it's something that everyone is capable of doing. And I know after trying everything else to try to feel differently because I didn't like the way that I felt, it's kind of strange now for me to think about the fact that the only way I've been able to actually cope more effectively with not liking the way that I feel is to allow myself to feel that way without believing what I'm thinking about it. And that's just kind of coming to me as I'm kind of wrapping this up. And I hope that that is meaningful in some way, because it certainly has changed the game for me some this week. And just very grateful to have had that opportunity to be able to share that.